It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I was walking down the street, and three different friends walked up to me and said, here, something for you. I put them in here. This is called a briefcase. Brief is another word for letter. So it's really a letter case, or a case for your letters. But it wasn't letters that they had given me. Nope, I'll show you. Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. You see? That's the traffic light, isn't it? Here we are, standing right in the room. And then one great big one. And on the other side, the trolley. See the trolley? Most of the pictures that you send me, I have in a great big book at my office where I work. Oh, boy, do I like them. Yep. Of course, you know, today is a very special day, not only because of these nice pictures, but because there's going to be an opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. Today is a very special day. It is a very, very, very special day. Yes, sir. A very, 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 very special day. And I hope it'll be a good opera, too. Somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Who is at my door?
Are you Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I am.
A message to you from His Royal Highness, Friday the 13th.
Oh, thank you very much. How is King Friday?
He's very well, thank you.
Oh, we've been missing him. You know, he's been away for quite a while. Would you tell him that we've missed him?
I will. Farewell, sir.
Farewell to you. Thank you. Doesn't King Friday have fancy people to deliver his mail? Let's see what it says. Another envelope inside. Dear Mr. Rogers, if it were not for me, you would not be reading this letter. Well, that's true. Your beloved king is enjoying an extended stay at Sarah Saturday's house. We have cup custard and root beer every day. I haven't heard from my subjects in the neighborhood of make-believe. I trust that all is well there. Of course, my castle is fine. You know that nothing must go on there without my permission. I trust you are the same. Your king, Friday the 13th. Oh, dear, what about the opera? He hasn't given his permission for that. Let's tell Miss Polificate that we've got this. Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, it's Mr. Rogers. How are you? Oh, we have a note from King Friday, and it's a little disturbing, Miss Polificate. Oh, well, we could send it on. Yes, who will receive it? Oh, Reardon will pick it up. All right, we'll put it on the trolley, Miss Polificate, okay? Fine, and you'll have Mr. Reardon receive it. Good, we'll do that now. Thank you. Reardon can read it and see what he thinks about it. Oh, there's the trolley now. Oh, trolley, would you please take this to make-believe for us? It's a very important note. Thank you very much. Let's see what happens.
top, dear. Yes, I just take this little note here. Yes, you can go on now, dear. Thanks very much. Just take it.
Oh, stop, trolley, please. Stop. Oh, thank you. I've got to find this little note here that's for me, but, well, I don't seem to see it. Huh. This polyphagate must have been mistaken. Well, thank you, trolley. Thank you. Hello, Ben Franklin.
Oh, I'm tired, Reardon.
Are you? Why?
I dreamed and dreamed the whole night long.
You did. Were they good dreams or bad dreams?
Bad dreams.
Bad dreams. Well, would you like to tell me about them?
Yeah, well, they all had to do with King Friday, and he was angry with us for using his garden for the opera.
Well, I've been a little worried about that myself, Hex. I mean, I don't like to use other people's things. Well, when they don't know about it.
Yeah. What can we do, Reardon? Well, the opera's supposed to be today.
Maybe we could call him.
That's a great idea. I've got a long-distance can in my tree. I'll go get it.
You do? Fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a minute.
Well, long-distance can. That's just what we need.
Here it is.
There it is. Long distance.
Right. Well, pull out a good lengthy one.
Oh, I will, because it's a long distance to Sarasarity's house.
That's right.
There, let's see. Do you think that's about as far as Sarasarity lives?
One little bit more.
One more, all right.
There. That should be it.
Now, let's see. Hello, operator. Can I make a long distance can call, please? Yes, I want to speak to King Friday the 13th, please, at Sarasarity's house. Yes, I'll wait. They're ringing.
Good.
Oh, hello, King Friday, Your Majesty. How are you?
King Friday.
Well, that's fine. This is Reardon. Are you having a good time there at Saturday's? Oh, that's fine. He's having a good time, so he's in a good mood.
Ask him.
May I ask you a favor, please? Yes. Well, the favor is this. I wonder if I might have your permission, please, to use your castle garden for an opera?
Yeah.
Oh, I may. Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's one condition. Oh, that someone take pictures of the whole opera so you can see what happened. Well, Your Majesty, that's easy because we have a lady in the opera who takes pictures of everything.
The whole thing?
Well, no, we haven't thought of quite everything, but we've done pretty well, I think.
I'm going to be Ben Franklin. Yes. Tell him that.
He just asked.
Oh, good.
Yes, X is in the opera, and he's playing, guess what? Ben Franklin. Would you like to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right, just a minute.
He wants to talk to you.
Hi,
King Friday. Yeah, I am Ben Franklin. I am he. I am Ben Franklin. I am he. Yeah, I'll do my best, and thank you so much for letting us use your garden, King Friday. Are you enjoying your vacation? He's delighted we called him.
Oh, good. I'm so
glad. We've been missing you, King Friday. Okay, bye.
Bye, King Friday.
That's great. Now we can do it without feeling bad about it at all.
I feel so much better about that.
Boy, so do I. Get in this long distance road here.
Just about.
Right. There it is.
Oh, Lady Aberlin, how are you?
Hello, man.
Lady Aberlin, you're not ready.
Well, I just don't think we ought to do it.
Not do the opera?
No.
Why not?
Well,
we've got to do it, Lady Aberlin. I mean, it'll be fun. You're taking pictures and all.
Well, I know it'll be fun, X, but without Uncle Friday's permission, I just don't want to.
But we have your uncle's permission.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
How did you get it?
On this long-distance can here. Do you want to talk with him, too?
Oh, could I?
Yeah, sure. Just call long distance.
I've really missed him. I'd love to talk with him.
Yeah, pull out the cord.
Well, I pull out the long distance.
Oh. Right. Right?
All right.
That
hello,
should
operator?
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to King Friday the 13th, please. He's at Sarah Saturday's place. Oh, thank you. Yes, I'll hold on.
Yeah. He sounded so good.
Hello, Edgar? How are you?
Edgar Cook.
Oh, grand. Is Uncle Friday there? Oh, he isn't there. He's walking with Sarah Saturday in the garden.
Yeah.
Oh, he's walking with
Sarah. Well, Edgar?
Good.
Would you tell Uncle Friday that we're going to take lots of pictures of the opera and you can see just what it's like?
Good.
Oh, grand. I'll congratulate everyone. Bye.
Okay, opera lovers.
Oh,
let's go do it.
Well.
Yeah. Are you ready, Reardon?
Well, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh,
sure we are.
Ready. I'll be ready in a minute.
Get ready, Lady Evelyn, and we'll
off
be right
we go.
Over there. Okay, come along,
okay.
Opera lovers.
Oh, here I am, all dressed and everything. Where is everyone? It's time for the opera to begin. Where is everybody?
Here I am, Lady Elaine.
Oh, good. What's been keeping you?
Oh, we've just been talking to the king.
You squealed on me,
oh,
and
no,
I wanted
wait,
to...
Wait, Lady Elaine.
Yes?
The king said it's all right to have the opera.
All right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, what about all of the tents?
The tents?
Yes.
Well, they're just here for the opera, aren't they?
Mm, beautiful campsites, beautiful tents. All right, time for the opera. Now, I'll announce it. Remember, you're the Hobby Horse Express rider.
Yes.
Do you have your horse?
Oh, well, yes, it's right behind the castle.
Good, and where is Lady Aberlin?
Oh, she's there, too.
And X the Owl?
I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin, I am he.
I know that, dear. You wait till it's time to come in.
Okay.
Now, first you go riding across the front and sing your Hobby Horse Express song,
yes.
And I'll wave to you. And when you pass my castle campsite, you'll give me my mail.
Oh, fine. All right. Are we ready to begin?
Wait a minute. Where's my covered wagon?
Oh, here I am, my lady.
Oh.
I was looking everywhere for this wheel.
Well, why do you need a wheel?
Well, I thought I could make the wheel go around when we were traveling. And then I would hold it still when we were stopped.
Oh, that's an excellent
idea.
Good. Yes, all right, now on with the opera. Reardon is first. You two come in later.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. On with the opera. On with the opera.
I love to ride my hobby horse, my hobby horse, my hobby horse. I love to ride my horse, of course.
Thank you for my mail, my friend. Thank you for my mail.
You're welcome, I'm sure. Just wait till you see just who has written to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, to you. Just who has written to you, just who.
Just who has written to me? Why, it's a letter from Benjamin Franklin. He wants a tent for the night. Imagine Benjamin Franklin coming to castle campsites. Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Franklin.
I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin, I am he. I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin, I am he.
Here is your tent, Ben Franklin. Here is your comfortable tent. Here's my best tent, Ben Franklin. Now you can pay the rent.
How much is the rent, lady?
10, dear. 10 for the tent.
But I have only 3 with me, lady.
You can leave the 3 and go back for the 7. I'll hold it for you.
But it's a long trip back.
You'll make it, dear. 10 for the tent, Ben Franklin. 10 for the comfortable tent, you see.
I am Ben Franklin, Franklin. You can see I am he.
See you later, dear.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice.
Rolling, 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 rolling over the rocks. Rolling, 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 rolling rocks.
I am taking pictures, pictures of the rocks, of the rolling rocks. Click, click, clicking pictures of box and ox and fox, box and ox and fox. Oh, I'm taking pictures. Oh, I'm taking pictures. Find a place to stop for a while.
Rolling, 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 maybe you will soon see. Rolling, 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 roll, a place for you and me.
Do you know what I see through my camera?
What do you see?
A good place to camp, covered wagon. Let's go there right away.
Someone's ringing my bell.
Yes. We'd like a place to stay, dear lady.
Do you need a tent or a campsite?
Rolling, 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 rolling. We need a campsite.
Are you a singing covered wagon?
Rolling, 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 yes, indeed. I am.
Well, roll on in. I've never seen anything like it. And what do you do?
I take pictures.
Well, take one of me beside Ben Franklin when he comes back.
Benjamin Franklin is coming here?
Castle Campsites gets all the famous people.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
Wait till you meet the Hobby Horse Expressman.
Oh, is he?
I ride my horse, I love to ride my hobby horse, my hobby horse, my hobby horse, I love to ride my horse, of course.
For me.
For Lady Elaine.
Oh, may I take your picture?
Of course, my horse. Of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Oh, what a wonderful man. Do you suppose he will ever come back here again?
Oh, I suppose so. But this is a letter from Ben Franklin, dear. He says he has found the 7 for the 10 and will be here soon.
I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin, I am he. Here are your 7 pennies more. Now you have 10 for your store.
Well, here's your tent, dear.
Good. Good night, everybody.
Oh, good night. But Benjamin Franklin.
Yes?
Before you go to sleep, may I take your picture?
Oh, dear Ben Franklin, before you go to sleep.
Shoot, if you will, this old gray suit, but let me go to sleep.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good.
Okay, now let's all go to sleep now. Here's your tent, Ben Franklin. I'll go over to mine.
Here is a letter for the lady with the covered wagon.
Decision, my lady.
I'd like to marry. I would. But could I leave you? Could. My covered wagon. Good.
Yes, you could. You could. I'd come to visit. I would.
I will, young man. Come back whenever you can.
What's all the noise here? What is all the noise
here? I'm
going
to be married. Isn't that great?
It all depends, dear, who it may be. Is it Ben Franklin? Is it he?
Oh, no. It is a fine man who sent me this note.
Oh, the Hobby Horse Express man.
Yes.
A horse for you, a horse for me, and now we ride indeed.
Goodbye, dear friends, and take good care of covered wagon there.
You're leaving covered wagon here?
Will you take good care of him?
I am Ben Franklin. What's going on? I am Ben Franklin. I must be gone.
The lady and I are going to be married. However, she wants to find somebody to take good care of her covered wagon.
Oh, covered wagon, would you come with me? You could cover my diplomacy.
Benjamin Franklin, I'd love to go. Benjamin Franklin, hello.
Off we go, covered wagon. Off we go right away. Off we go, covered wagon. Off we go today.
Let's go right away. Somewhere today, let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away.
Let's be together.
Off we go. Oh, beautiful campsites. Beautiful tents. What a horse opera. My, what suspense. That's it, everybody. Clap, will you clap? Lovely. Thank you very much. Bow, everyone. Ooh, lovely. Come on, X. Come on, X. Come on, X.
Thanks ever so much. Thank you.
Yes. Well, that's it. You did a grand job.
Oh, thanks, Lady Elaine. Now, you know, we'll be glad to help you clear away the scenery anytime.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that tomorrow, dear. Let's just leave it all right the way it is. Such a lovely happening today. Come along now. Let's all have some post-operatic refreshments.
Oh, good.
Oh,
come on,
Chef.
Oh, they did very well with the opera, didn't they? Oh, I like that. This is my broom. Yeah, you can pretend that it's a hobby horse. I like the way they rode their hobby horses, didn't you? I ride my horse, I ride my horse, I love to ride my hobby horse. Do you ever take a broom and ride a hobby horse? Hobby horse, I like to ride my horse, of course. There, hobby horse, into the closet. What about those tents? Do you think Lady Elaine is going to take those tents down now? I sure hope so, because that's what King Friday meant when he said, I want my castle to be in order. Well, of course he does. Everyone likes his home to be in order. Oh, I like the way X was Ben Franklin, didn't you? And Lady Aberlin, ooh, she and Reardon just rode off on their horses, happy as could be, and Chef Brockett finally got to be in an opera.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends, you could make up an opera. Sure, I've often told you that. Just sing whatever you want to say in a play. Guess when we'll be together again. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is bright. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it such a special day, even a day for an opera, by just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.